When it comes to preserving important documents and recordings, it's often a race against time with few resources. That's what Jocelyn Robinson has seen on the campuses of historically Black colleges and universities, or HBCUs. She's a radio producer who's been on a year-long project to find out what recordings those institutions have and whether or not they've been properly archived. NPR's Sophia Alvarez-Boyd went to check it out.
When Jocelyn Robinson embarked on this project, she was hoping to find something special.
That hidden Martin Luther King tape or some other kind of audio that would be remarkable.
And she's heard it's out there. Here's an email she got from a school in Greensboro, North Carolina.
I know we made recordings of Dr. Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, James Farmer, Roy Wilkins, Ralph Abernathy, and many others. The library has since moved to a newer facility, and I don't know if those tapes made the transition or if they were thrown away.
That's an issue Robinson has come across often. She's been to a dozen college campuses, and the majority of them are not archiving or preserving their work properly, if at all.
For folks who are trying to keep a radio station on the air or who are trying to educate students, that's not necessarily a priority. But also, as Black folks, prioritizing our history and prioritizing our legacy is something that we don't get to have time to do.
Preservation is time-consuming and costly work, and HBCUs tend to have limited funding and much smaller endowments than non-HBCUs. In some places, Robinson has seen cassette tapes and floppy disks thrown into unlabeled boxes or bags. Reel-to-reel tape that's past repair. At one school, she says, there wasn't anything saved from over 40 years of broadcasting. So Robinson is trying to get more schools at least thinking about preserving what they've got.
I've come to find that very few radio stations have a relationship at all with the archivist on their campus.
About a third of historically Black colleges and universities have a college radio station. But today she's going to an HBCU where the radio station doesn't exist anymore, the University of the District of Columbia. She meets with curator Judith Corey.
Hello.
It's nice to meet
Welcome.
You.
Welcome. Come on in.
23 years ago, the university was in a financial crisis, and it had to make a sacrifice. It sold its radio station, WDCU, for $13 million to C-SPAN.
Selling a license, it's an incredible asset. And that asset is at risk in many places. So to keep the school open, the license has got to be sold, then what do we do with that continuing legacy of that station? And how can it be made useful for the campus community, for researchers?
Here's some cassettes, but we keep our cassettes.
Unlike other archives that Robinson has seen, Corey shows her one that's organized and full.
We actually physically carried all of those things over. All of you can see the LPs, about 14,000 recordings, you know, CDs, all of the business records, membership lists, program guides, lots of photographs, and tapes as well. So we made sure nothing that we could get our hands on was thrown out.
Here at the University of the District of Columbia, boxes are piled high, almost reaching the ceiling. And Corey pulls out more than a decade's worth of CDs and other recordings from rolling stacks. She plays a tape of the program Crosstalk with host Ernest White from May 8th, 1991.
We are going to try today to touch on some of the pertinent issues facing
riots our community. And protests had broken out in some neighborhoods of D.C. after an African-American police officer shot a Salvadoran man.
Mount Pleasant. Mayor Dixon imposed a curfew, and there were, 66 arrests, but there was relative calm in that community. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about what is at the core of the problem.
It's not the undiscovered audio of Martin Luther King Jr. that Robinson was hoping for, but it's still a slice of history. Now, she's even more determined to find some revelatory treasures.
I still think that hidden tape is out there, but we have to get the process started so that we can find it.
Her next step is to assess which schools are most at risk and help them develop a plan to save their archival audio. Sophia Alvarez-Boyd, NPR News.